So a couple years back, in the summer before my freshman year of high school, my stepdad and my two brothers, Nick and Nolan, went out downtown to feed the homeless. And I'm thinking that this is finna be a breeze, like we finna just hand out food and have a good time. But it really wasn't the case. We had went downtown, went to a Chick-fil-A and bought a lot of chicken sandwiches. I'd say about 500, maybe 500 sandwiches, and we had like a lot. I don't know how many boxes of Capri Suns we had, but it was a lot of juice. So then when we got there, seeing those people who are just sitting there, who don't have homes, who don't have like showers, can't brush their teeth, they can't groom themselves at all, seeing that was tough. I didn't know what to think. I was just sad about all this. We got there, we just had a whole bunch of people come around the car thanking us, some of them in tears, and they were just grateful that they got something to eat that day. And this was a wake-up call for me, because whenever I complain about something, somebody's going through a situation much worse than me. They're living under a bridge, and I'm living under a roof with working water, and I have clothes, new clothes, and new shoes. It was a humbling moment for me. It nearly brought me to tears. I didn't know what to think. I wanted to tell these people that they still have a chance, but I didn't. I just gave out sandwiches, feeling bad for these people. It was really hard. It was really hard to go through, because people are digging through trash, they're living on the streets, they got ripped clothes, they can't do anything but try to survive. And it was really tough to bear. I wanted to help these people, but I couldn't. There's a lot. I'm just so glad that I got to go feed these people and learn that day.